Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is now time for the Jerry Jones Show. Every Tuesday at this time, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford built for Texas, built for you. And Jerry is joining us live here on Sean and RJ 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Sean, RJ, good to be on with you guys.
Good to have you. Jerry, are you surprised how much Philadelphia has been struggling this year? They still have their franchise quarterback. They lost last night. I know you checked out the game. How surprised are you at the Eagles' struggles?
Well, I watched every play of it, and it's obvious they're having their challenges on protecting their quarterback, and a lot of clubs are. We're in that list, and so that's making a difference for them. I think in general, if you hear anything from me this morning, it's going to be that, when you look at the NFL, frankly, you can look at college football as well, and you look at the different machinations that are going on, everything from personnel, availability of players, as well as the adjustments that are being made for the safety of the players as it amounts to COVID. What you see is a manifestation, really, of football. And you try to organize a lot of people on the field. You try to get it to where everybody's thinking in many of the same concepts and ways. But you've still got all these individuals out here, and you've still got that challenge to put it together. That's really manifesting itself right now in college as well as pro football. And it's an interesting way to look at just what the game is. The game has always been about adjusting. It's always been about availability of players, injury, that type of thing. It's always been adjusting by bad matchups between potential players, their talent level as to what you're trying to get them done. It's always been about controversial technique. And all of this is coming to play right now. And it's out there. I think it's one of the more interesting times that I've been involved in the game and in football.
You always have, people can say what they want about you, you always have a way to positively spin your love for the sport despite COVID and injuries. You're like, that's the way it is. It's a parallel to life to always spin it towards your love of football every week, no matter the challenges, it seems like.
Well, I think that it may sound like that you, the old joke, there's a pony in here somewhere with a guy shoveling manure. But really, I'd like to think it's more than that. It is where the nuggets are. It's where the opportunities are. Most won't remember, but in 1989, Dallas was down and out. No buildings were, a lot of buildings weren't finished. They were partially constructed. They sure weren't occupied if they were construction. Banks going broke, everything. Well, that's when I bought the Dallas Cowboys. And it was a great opportunity to get involved in this great community and a great opportunity to get involved in the future. Who could have ever seen that we would go forward with the next decades of growth right here in this immediate area? But more importantly, who would have ever seen that the NFL and it would grow and the what it would become as a content? And so really, these are the times when you see your best shots.
Jerry Jones, every week with us right here on The Fan. Jerry, do you see a clear favorite in the division right now, or do you think the whole thing is just totally wide open still?
Well, I'm impressed with the Washington football team, and should be. They've beat us handedly two times, and that says about all I can say right there. They've got a solid defensive front, and obviously in Philadelphia, but speak to the Cowboys, that plays against where we've got some weakness right now in our offensive fronts. I think when you look at a team like the Giants, here they've lost that young quarterback, but they've got some good backup there, but they've lost that running back that anybody could point to and say, boy, what if you lost somebody like Zeke? What would happen then? And so my point is everybody is adjusting. What is interesting is some of these guys that you see right now that look like they've got it together. They could be a play away from having to make major adjustments regarding availability to some key players, much less in this time that we are when we're remaking some of these rosters because of the COVID. So, you know, I think it's stay tuned. I think it's, frankly, without arm waving, I think it's quarter to quarter. I don't believe it's quite series to series, but I think it is a real cause for adjustments. Now, if you had continuity, this is not an excuse, because you've got some guys doing great jobs that have just become a head coach, just put their staffs together this year. But this would have been a year for some continuity, to have your staff, to have your defense in, have your offense in. This would have been a year. On the other hand, I don't want to talk out of both sides of my mouth, it could have been a year when you don't have all your players there a lot. And so you needed to think like a new system. Think innovative. Go to work saying, man, I don't even have to think about changing anything. It's changing for me. But this can be a very productive period of time and really produce some interesting results. And I think that's what we're having in the NFL.
Jerry, not trying to serve up an excuse for you, but with McCarthy, can you remember another head coach that you've had that's been as handicapped in one season as everything that Mike McCarthy has had to deal with this year?
Yeah, I sure can. Jimmy Johnson. I sure can. Jimmy had a lot of handicaps when we first came in here. By the way, we won one football game, too.
Yeah.
And he was accused by one other coach for sure of running a and making it look like it was a high school program. But I can remember those kinds of challenges. Coach Landry was challenged the year before when he only won three games. And so I can recollect real challenges that we've experienced. And by the way, to those guys' credit, they took that adversity. They made adjustments. They didn't lose the team, the spirit, lose the heart of the team. They were able to take some parts of those times, in Jimmy's case, and basically take those times. Jimmy was an outstanding coach. I got here trading. That's how I bought the team, was to trade into it and get with it. And so we had some interesting times. Those bad years caused us to sit there, caused us to scratch our head and sit down and say, what have we got here that we might could move the needle on? And looked over there, and there stood Herschel Walker. And so that bad year had a big impetus in us turning around and being open-minded to things like that. Hello, let's use this to look how to not only be interesting, entertaining, but also be productive.
Jerry, for the based on this continuity response you just gave, would I be accurate in thinking that had you known 2020 was going to be like this, that you may not have moved on from Jason at the time? Not that it was the wrong decision, but if you knew the continuity was not going to be there and that 2020 was going to be this way, would you have changed your decision?
Well, you know, you in any way, that's foolhardy. That's a question, but it's foolhardy to dwell on that. because you didn't know. Mm-hmm. And consequently, you made the best decision for the time that you could make, and I wouldn't second guess that decision. I know this, that I like the fact that offensively we stayed in a lot of the fundamental thing. That Mike wanted to do that from the get-go. He wanted to keep more there. And one of the reasons he wanted to do it was because of the continuity and keep it going the same way. We didn't make the same call defensively, and no question. Changing our schemes, changing our techniques, changing a lot of that area over on defense has been quite an adjestment in these times.
Jerry Jones,
under any circumstance.
Jerry Jones, join us here, 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, the league had Denver play without an entire quarterback room this week, had a special teams player be their quarterback. Do you think the integrity of these games is in question when you have teams play without a quarterback basically at all?
Well, I think the NFL, or you take risks. And you take risks when you make your quarterback mobile and risk getting him hit, risk his availability. We've got to look at that for the future relative to Dak and just how much do we want him to get hit in the future. So you take risks. You take risks when you put all the quarterbacks in the same room. If you were worried about those things, you can spread them out a little bit. You can not even you can save one. I don't know that that Denver had any more of a challenge than we've had with DiNucci or with the young quarterbacks that we've had. And so my point to you is, and so, by the way, two or three of those quarterbacks will be back from the COVID. But, boy, we have been schooled in the NFL, these teams have been schooled that you had really better pay attention to your protocols. You better manage. Don't just give it lip service, roll your eyes back and say that happens to them, it doesn't happen to me. Because when we line up to play a game, it's just going to be like we had our center two games ago. We had him pull a muscle right as he's coming out the tunnel. And you lost him. And I don't mean to be trite about it, but that happens. That's football. And you better be ready to have somebody else come in there. Well, to answer your question, all teams are advised that do logical things relative to separation, relative to having your players available when you've got a COVID challenge. And do those things because it could make a difference in scoring points or make a difference in how you defend somebody, and I'm being tried. That's part of coaching. That's part of managing the game. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people, you find out a lot about people during ambiguity. A lot of people cannot operate if they don't know what's going to happen for sure on Friday or Saturday when it's time to get their paycheck. On the other hand, some people are their best when they're having ambiguity. I call it a tolerance for ambiguity. A Mississippi Riverboat gambler, when he doesn't know the next card, is his most charming. He's his very best in his life. When the next card may get him thrown in the river or he owns the boat.
Jerry Jones joining us here on Sean and RJ every Tuesday on the Buyers Barricades hotline. Jerry, how does the rescheduling of your game, you guys are going to play Baltimore now, week for today, how does that change y'all's schedule? And are you still going to play Cincinnati the following Sunday?
Well, those are questions that, under the circumstance, you can understand why I'm not going to be definitive, but I'm going to answer them. That's what we got scheduled. That's the plan.
Jerry,
I'm
how
not
do
being
you
try?
Right.
But that's
right.
The plan. What the schedule, as I see it, is we play Tuesday, play a primetime game Tuesday, looking forward to it, and then we play the next as scheduled.
Yes. Jerry, Dez was added to the Ravens active roster. How happy are you that Dez Bryant has been able to make this NFL comeback and make the Ravens team?
Dez has an eternal light of good. And I mean that. Good, if you love a competitor or if you love somebody that doesn't do his whole being is about getting to compete. He's got his teammates' best interest. Great teammate. Dez is an eternal light of positiveness for our game. I couldn't be happier to see him on the field. Now, I'm going to be a little worried because I do know how that rascal can get up there and get a ball.
Jerry, did you guys ever really have serious discussions or come close to bringing him back to your team?
Listen, I don't want to get into that because of the personal nature. It was a very personal thing for me, more so than normal, to when we went through that time and that change. Dez and I had spent some of my best time, years, whatever you want to call it, but we'd spend some of our best together on and off the field, so I wouldn't get into how close or anything like that. It hurt to not, but because of the things I'm saying, it hurt not to have Dez.
Jerry, last one here. San Fran is moving their home games to Arizona. We had seen reports that maybe they were going to use AT&T as a spot. How close were they to coming here to play their games at AT&T Stadium?
Well, it was a compliment to us because we've been very impressive with the way the stadium, the safety of the stadium, and the actually involvement of our fans that we've had, as you, I'm sure, are aware of. And so it was a real compliment to us. As it turns out, they're right there near their home base there in Arizona. They were very much wanting to do a lot of outside work, and it's obvious that got a better chance to do that outside with less disruption there in Arizona and that area than you do here.
Jerry, this was a real treat. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day, your week, and we'll catch up with you next week as we preview Tuesday night at Tuesday afternoon night football against the Ravens. Thank you.
Well, again, here we go on a new adventure. There we are doing it Tuesday night, national television. It doesn't get any better than that.
Thank you, Jerry. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.